and the hair relaxer helps.
Can't hear you.
Denise?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, good, good. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. I'm a case intake specialist. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And have you used a hair treatment product like a relaxer or straightener in the last 20 years?
Yes.
And did you later develop a cancer after using a hair relaxer?
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it?
Ovarian.
Ovarian or cancer? Okay. Before I go any further to get you signed up to with a law firm that'll help you get compensation for damages, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes.
Okay, Denise, I'm sorry about your diagnosis. You're an adult over 18, so you could file this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Could you provide us the approximate date of your cancer diagnosis?
I was diagnosed in March 25th, 2024.
I'm sorry. I got the. Did you say March 25th?
Yes.
Okay. And what year was that?
2024.
Okay. This was past March. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And can you provide me your date of birth?
3/10/87.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
3/10/1987.
Wow. Unfortunately, there's this echo that's making it difficult to hear. What was the month?
March.
March. Okay. And did you say 10?
Yes.
And what was the year?
87.
1987. Okay, so March 10th, 1987?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay, very good. Bear with me here. Okay, so you were 37 at the time of your diagnosis?
Correct.
Okay, and could you provide me the name of the doctor that diagnosed your ovarian cancer?
Leo Bolin.
Can you spell that out for me slowly?
L-E-O, last name, B-O-L-E-R.
Okay. Dr. Leo Bowler?
Yes.
Looks like he's an OBGYN.
Yes.
Did you receive this diagnosis at a hospital setting?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And what was the name of the hospital?
Ingalls Memorial Hospital.
Ingalls, is that E-N-G or I-N-G?
I-N-G.
Okay, thank you. That would be at 1 Ingalls Drive in Harvey, Illinois?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Towards the end of our call, I'll be sending you a text message with the legal forms to sign. And then there's one final step, and that's a case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. It only takes a minute or two. They just want to hear that you have used hair treatment products and later developed ovarian cancer, and then get confirmation that it's okay to request medical records to begin working on your case. And this question, do you currently live or were diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
And did you use a hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay. Did you use a hair relaxer at least four times in a single year?
Yes.
Okay. Was it more than four times in a single year? Did you ever go like five times in a year or six times in a year?
I've been using it for 10 years, so whenever my hair is nappy, then I want it straight, then I perm it, so I can't really say.
Okay. You used it for 10 years. But the question is did you use it at least four times in a single year before you got diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And how many times on average per year do you think, how many times on average per year did you use a hair relaxer?
I will perm my hair like every couple of months.
Okay. Would you say every 2 months, every 3 months?
Yeah, like every 2 months.
Okay, that's six times per year. Okay. All right, so to the answer, did you use hair relaxer more than four times in a single year? The answer is yes, and that was before you were diagnosed with cancer. And on average, you used it about six times per year. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then this question you already answered, which is where was your diagnosis made? That was at Ingalls Memorial Hospital.
Correct.
And you're both a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you, Denise. Bear with me here. Okay, and then date of birth, March 10th, 1987.
Yes.
And then have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And Denise, do you know any other person that meets this criteria as well? They've used a hair relaxer and later developed either ovarian, uterine, or endometrial cancer?
No.
Okay. And Denise, you're doing great. I got to ask you questions about your usage of hair relaxer products. How old were you when you first started using hair treatment products like a relaxer?
I was probably like, well, it was a tradition. My mom used to perm our hair when we was little, and I guess when we got older, it was something that they did. So when we wanted our hair straight, we continued to do it. So I started perming my own hair when I was probably like 13.
13? Okay. So you were born in 87. That would have been in the year 2000. That's when you first started using products of your own?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to know the month by any chance?
I don't.
That's okay. I can put January 1st, 2000 is when you started using hair treatment product. And did you use these products while living in the state of Illinois?
I did. I only lived in Illinois.
Okay. And then what's the, are you still using the products or have you stopped using hair relaxers?
I stopped using it the moment I was diagnosed.
Okay. So we could put the date that you were diagnosed is also the date that you stopped using hair treatment products?
Yeah.
March 25th, 2024? Okay. And again, I'm sorry for the unfortunate diagnosis. You already answered this question is how often did you apply these products on a monthly basis, meaning every other month? And then you already answered this question. You've actually been using it for your usage dates back to like 24 years. Yeah, exactly. It's more like 24 years. Does that sound right to you?
A long time.
Yeah, 24. Sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then did you use hair treatment products at home or at a salon? Mostly is the key.
At home.
Okay. Thank you. And you already stopped using hair treatment products. Do you happen to have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, I don't.
It's okay. And what brand product did you think you used most often? What was the name of the product, brand name that you used most often?
Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely, very popular product made by L'Oreal. Okay.
Yeah.
Did your cancer diagnosis occur 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year?
No. In other words,
did you first start using the product regularly for more than a year, at least a year? That you already said yes. Did your cancer diagnosis occur more than 2 years from the start date?
No,
it should be yes.
Yeah. What do you mean? Wait, explain that to me.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Okay, so did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? And it's a very loaded question. And the answer is yes, because you first started using the product in 2000. Yeah.
And it occurred after.
Yeah. You got diagnosed like 24 years later. And in between, you did use the product regularly for at least 1 year during that 24-year period. Okay, so the answer is yes to that question. Okay, great. And then what type of treatment, when you did get diagnosed, I'm sorry, let me start over to that question. When you did get diagnosed with ovarian cancer, what type of treatment did you receive?
I received a partial oparectomy.
Oh, okay.
I removed my left ovary. Yeah.
Okay. Surgery to remove my left ovary. Leftover? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And I'm sure they probably provided you pain medicine?
Yeah, morphine.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And when did your treatment begin? Did it start a couple of days after your diagnosis or maybe a week later, 2 weeks?
Yeah, like a week later. I was hospitalized for 6 days.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they started my treatment right after.
There's 31 days in the month of March. Can I just use March 31st as the last day of the month is when you started treatment? Just as a rough estimate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. But like I said, the law firm will request medical records to confirm all these dates, you know, so we can use approximates until they get the right information. All right. Did the doctor that treated you, that did the surgery, was it different from your doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah.
And what was the name of the doctor?
No, those doctors was the same.
Oh, it was. Okay, the doctor that diagnosed you and treated you is one and the same? Dr. Leo Bowler?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And did you also get treated at the same hospital, Ingalls Memorial Hospital?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
I'll follow my treatment.
And the address, I already have it. It is 1 Ingalls Drive. And for the phone number for the doctor, I'm just going to use the hospital. That's enough. And, okay. Make sure I got that right. Okay. All right. And then can you please confirm your gender?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And can you confirm the spelling of your first name?
D-E-N-I-S-E.
Okay, that's what I have. Do you have a middle initial?
C.
C as in Christine? Or Cat?
Correct.
Okay. And
that's my mom's name.
It's your mom's name, Cat? Okay.
Yeah. Aw. Christine.
Oh, Christine. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very good, Denise. Thank you. And then Jackson, is that the last name? Spelled J-A-C-K-S-O-N?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And then the law firm does need your social to go on the request for medical records so they can get the right Denise Jackson's medical records. Can I get the social, please?
323.
323?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
78.
Okay.
83.
Mm-hmm.
35.
Okay. 323-78-8335.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any forms you sign today, I'll send copies to your email. I have chloejackson0310@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's spelled C-H-L-O-E, and then your last name, spelled just as you spell it, 0310.
Correct.
Okay. And this phone number, this belongs to you, this a cell phone it is, I imagine, 708-927-9241.
Yes.
Okay, I mentioned the case verification call between you and the law firm. What's the best time that you can be reached? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evenings is perfect.
Evenings, okay, that's what it'll be. And by the way, they will call you in about a day or two. Generally, it's generally a day or two. So today's Wednesday. You should hear from the law firm between tomorrow and today and no later than Friday. And if it is later than Friday, let me know by Monday. I'll text you my information at the end of our call. All right, we're getting close to wrapping up here, getting signed up. Could you provide me your address, please?
14750 Grant Street, G-R-A-N-T, Dalton, Illinois, 60419.
Scalt it. Is that a house?
Yes.
Okay, so no apartment or unit number. And I'm going to repeat that address just to make sure I got it right, Denise. 14750 Grant Street, Dalton, D-O-L-T-O-N, Illinois, 60419.
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay, Denise, do you happen to have any medical records that show your diagnosis or show your treatment?
I don't have any right now on hand. I'm actually out of town into the beginning of the year.
Uh-huh.
But the hospital has them. I can sign release forms if that's what you need me to do.
Yeah, we'll do that at the end of the call. Okay, perfect. And then lastly, the law firm asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in the case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Yes.
Okay. Lives with you?
Yes.
And person's name?
Kamaya. K-A-M-I-Y-A-H. Last name, Judson.
Judson, J-U-D?
Jackson.
Oh, Jackson. I'm sorry. Jackson. Okay. Kamaya Jackson. Oh, pretty nice name. And the phone number for Kamaya?
708-265-9036.
Thank you. And her relationship to you?
She's my daughter.
I thought I was going to guess that, but I should ask first. Okay, Kamaya Jackson, daughter, phone number 708-265-9036. Okay. Denise, thank you for being patient through these questions. We're almost done. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. The law firm we work with is a very reputable firm, very experienced. They're interested in taking your case on a contingency basis, meaning they don't get paid unless they're successful in getting you paid. If they're not successful, you don't owe them anything. Okay. And just let me confirm, you were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that cancer can be linked to the chemicals found in hair treatment products like relaxers. Your diagnosis occurred this year, March 25th, 2024. You're 37. Dr. Leo Bowler made that diagnosis at Ingalls Memorial Hospital. We've confirmed the address and the phone number from the internet. Your date of birth is March 10th, 1987. You used the products roughly 24 years, beginning at the age 13, and that would have been back in 2000, up until 2024. Dark and Lovely is what you mostly used. Unfortunately, you had to have surgery to remove left ovary, and you're treated with pain medicine. You're an adult, 18. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name, your middle initial, and your last name. We confirmed your social. That'll go on the request for medical records. We've confirmed your email address, your phone number, your address. Everything looks good. In a second or two, you're going to get a text message with a link to the forms to sign. Have you ever done DocuSign before?
Yeah, I have DocuSign before.
Okay, good, good. It's actually that you're going to get a text message with a link to the DocuSign. You'll need to click on it, agree to SMS messages, and then agree to electronic records and signatures, and then you can actually start signing.
Okay.
I'm checking something. Bear with me here. I'm missing something. I don't know what I'm missing, but I'm checking now. Oh, there it is. Okay. So don't forget, it might seem like you're all done. You did this interview, you meet the criteria, you signed an agreement with a specific law firm, and I'll tell you that firm when we sign. But there is that case verification call. Basically, what you can expect is they do need to quickly verify that you do meet the criteria and that it's okay for them to request medical records. That means they're starting working on your case. All right, Denise, did you get the text?
I did.
Okay. Let me know if you need any help with the signing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then Let me know when you finish, because I'll do something on my end. There's one last step for me.
Basically just tap all the yellow boxes, right?
Yes, correct. Those yellow boxes are gonna show you where to sign on each page. The name of the firm is Pulaski Kirker, really, really good law firm, very experienced in handling these cases. And keep in mind, they won't get paid unless they're successful in getting you compensation for damages. And if they are, they get 40% and you keep 60%, which is standard for a mass tort lawsuit.
What's the name of them?
It's Pulaski Kirker, Pulaski Kirker. I'll text you the name and phone number, by the way.
Okay.
If you are trying to write it down, don't worry. I realize you don't. You have the signed agreements in your email, but I'm going to send you a text message from my office line, because that way you know, like, oh, who was that guy, John? His name was John.
Right.
He was the guy that helped me, but I need to call him. So you'll be able to have my contact information. And I'll also send you by text the name of the firm and their phone number. Because if you don't get a call from them by Monday of next week, you could call them.
Call you back.
Yeah, you could call them or call me or them, either one. I do. Some people are proactive and just call themselves, and others, they'll call me and I can connect them directly with the firm.
Okay.
I'm sorry to hear about these circumstances, the fact that you unknowingly got diagnosed with this cancer because of unknowingly using these products. So I'm sorry to hear that. I know. You're not alone, though. This has affected a lot of people.
I'm sure, and where we come from, you know, a lot of people use it. Like, my whole family use that product, like everybody does. Like,
I know. If you know someone or you meet someone later on, just have that person call me. I asked whether or not you knew someone that – did I ask you if you knew someone else that meets the criteria? Yeah, I did, and you didn't know anybody.
Yeah, you asked me.
But if you do come across somebody, you're welcome to share that information, my contact information with that person. Denise, I see that you finished signing. And then now I just sent you a text message from my contact information.
Okay, I got it.
You got it? Okay, perfect. That's my direct number, 949. I'm in California. The last sentence is, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm A4D and Pulaski Kirker. A4D is more like a third party that handles the intakes for Pulaski Kirker. But just in case, you may get a call from either Pulaski or A4D, but it will come from a 909 number. So be on the lookout for a 909 number. Again, I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, but I am thankful that you let me help you. And more importantly, I'm really pleased to let you know that you're about to get legal representation from a really great firm, very experienced, and they provide great customer service too, so you'll be in good hands.
Okay.
Do you have any
questions?
Thank you, Denise. Is there any questions I can answer for you?
No.
If not, I'd like to wish you a good day and best of health to you, okay?
Thank you so much. You too. Stay safe. Be blessed.
Thank you so much. Same to you. God bless you. Okay. Take care, Denise. And bye.
Thank you.